Truly you've been blessed. Acts chapter number 8. Got your Bibles? I'd like for everyone to follow with me this morning. Want to be dealing with a subject that's very, very important. Acts chapter number 8. You want to find Acts chapter number 8? James chapter number 2. It'll save you some turning here in a moment. Stick your finger in James chapter 2 after the book of Hebrews. While you're turning, finding Acts chapter 8 and James chapter 2, just to let you in on a little history of this background of this scripture, there was an Ethiopian eunuch that had went to Jerusalem to worship, or had went to Jerusalem during time and Passover, and he'd went back. On the way back, he's in his chariot. He began to read the book of Isaiah. Didn't understand exactly what was going on. God had directed Philip to leave where they were having great revival, head out into the desert. And there he found this Ethiopian eunuch sitting in a chariot. The Spirit of God told him to go to him. And so Philip asked him if he understood what he was reading. And then he told him that he would... help him understand it. The Bible says in verse number 31, and he said, "How can I accept some man should guide me?" And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which was read was this: "He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth." And the eunuch answered Philip and said, "I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this? Of himself or some other man?" Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him who? Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came to a certain water. And the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" And Philip said, "If thou what? Believest with what? All thine heart, thou mayest." And he answered and he said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is what? The Son of God." And so he told him, Philip said, "If thou believest with all thy heart." This morning I want to preach upon some things that I believe with all my heart. I believe them to be true. Now listen to me just a moment. I'd like for you to pay attention if you can. Everybody in here, this eunuch, the Bible represents a time in which he was saved. Everybody in here, if you go to heaven and escape hell, you have to have a time and a place where you have been saved. It's not enough. Some people say, "Well, I've always believed." But saving faith is not here. Saving faith is here. There are a lot of people that are saved, that says that they're saved, that has religion, but they've never truly been saved. Now listen to me very carefully. No one in the Bible was ever saved that we have testimony from God that they were truly saved, that their life wasn't changed. No one. You understand that? Somebody said, "Well, I was saved and I've just been the same way I always was." Doesn't happen. You might have it here, but you didn't get it here. When you get it here, it changes you. The Bible teaches, look if you would in James chapter 2. The Bible says in verse number 18, chapter 2. "Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith, what? By my works. Notice verse 19 very carefully. Thou believest that there is one God? Thou doest well. The what? Devils also believe. And what? Tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is what? He's saying that how can you say you've been saved when it hasn't changed your life? And the Bible says, you say, well, I've always believed in heaven and Jesus and he's Son of God. I believe this a long time right here before I ever believed it here. Even though I believed it here, it didn't save me. The Bible says even the devils believe it. They believe. Let's look at a couple of things that devils believe. Look, if you would, in Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4. In Luke chapter 4, verse number 34. In verse number 33, the Bible says, in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee. The Holy One of God. Even the devils believe in God. You say, well, I've always believed in God. Well, welcome to the club. Even the devils believe that. Then we know who you are. Look on, if you would, in Matthew chapter number 8. Now, while you're turning there, let me say this. The Bible says that the devil right now is busy trying to blind people's mind from the gospel. You know why? Even the devils believe in the gospel. They know Jesus died, was buried, and rose again. They know there's nothing to do to keep him from doing that. And they know whoever believes in their heart what Jesus did upon the cross of Calvary, they could be saved. And so therefore, the Bible says they're busy blinding our minds. But look, if you would, in Matthew chapter number 8. In Matthew chapter 8, notice, if you would, in verse number 29. The Bible says, and behold, they cried out, this is demons, saying, what have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to do what? Torment us before the time. They know and they believe in heaven and hell. The Bible says in Matthew 25:41 that hell was prepared for the devil and who? His angels. It was cast out of heaven with him. Now, think about this just a moment. The devil believes in God and also believes that Jesus is the Son of God. The devils believe in the gospel. The devils believe in heaven and hell. Now, let me say this. There's a lot of people that the devils have more religion than they do. Let me say this. Satan knows which Bible to fight against. You know why there's such a war on the King James Bible for English-speaking people? Because of the power that Bible has. Funny thing, the devil knows which Bible to fight against. But a lot of people who profess to be saved don't know which Bible to even believe. Not only that, but Satan knows. He also knows that he's doomed in hell. Sad part about it is a lot of people doesn't believe in heaven and hell. But yet, here's Satan. I said this morning talking about angels that we couldn't have church if it wasn't for angels protecting the church. Satan and his demons attend church regularly. Funny is, some people who profess to be saved never attend church. But yet he'll come to attack things all the time. The devil, he hates the gospel. He hates a new birth. The Bible says you must be born again. There's a lot of people who claim to be religious, but they've never had a change in life at all. Now listen to me, folks. If you can say you've been saved and you've not had a change of life, again, that's not biblical. Everyone in the Bible who's ever recorded that got saved had a change. I'm not saying you're perfect, you live a life of perfection. I'm just saying you do that. A lot of religious people has a head full of facts from the Bible. But the Bible says that the issues comes out of your heart. That's why a lot of people that's not been saved, they might know the Bible a little bit, but their heart leads them to go a different direction. Let me share with you some things that I believe with all of my heart. Number one, turning your Bible, I'm going to turn you real quickly a couple places. 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Verse number 15, the Bible says, And from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures. Now notice the Bible calls the Bible the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. That means God breathed it, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect unto all good works. I believe in all my heart that God has been able to preserve his word throughout all the ages. I believe with all my heart that God has given us the Bible, and I believe that God has given the English-speaking people the Bible. I believe in studying the history of the Bible and the history of the King James Bible, that the King James Bible is the Bible for the English-speaking people. It existed for 300 years until the 1901, and then they began to make all these new translations out of another manuscript. And listen, things different cannot be the same. And the Bible tells us that God will preserve his word. This Bible is the one that I got my foundation out of. It's the one I read, the one I believed, the one I was saved under, the one I studied, and the one I preach from. And it will be the only one I preach from. And so therefore I believe with all my heart, it is the living word of God, infallible, without error, for the English speaking people. Not only that, but I also believe in all my heart that Jesus is God. He's not a son of God. He's not one of the sons of God. He's not a prophet. He's not this. He's not that. He's God. In the beginning was the Word. Amen. The Word was with God. The Word was God. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Bible says we have three that bear witness: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And so therefore we have Jesus as God. Now listen to me. Somebody said, well, I don't believe it matters what religion that you believe, as long as we all are sincere. That's a lie of the devil. Jesus said, no man can come to Father but by me. You don't come to God by believing Jesus is a prophet. You don't come to God to believe he's a son of God created like you and I was created, like Jehovah's Witness and some of these others protest and prophesy. You come to Jesus because he was God come down from heaven. He was sinless, without sin. He was born without sin, born without a natural father, and born into this world in an immaculate way, born of a virgin, to live, die, and give his life upon the cross of Calvary and present himself as a man to the Heavenly Father to be able to present him as a substitute and a sacrifice for our sins, because none of us could stand the mustard of standing before God. And so therefore I believe in all my heart that Jesus was the Son of God. And Jesus is God the Son. Somebody said, how is it there's three beings? Didn't the Bible say there's only one? Well, see, Israel thought there would be one. But what the Bible teaches us is this: there's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. When it says they are all one, that means they are all one in one mind, one intent. They never go against each other. They never conflict each other. They're all perfectly in unison, but they're three different beings of Godhead. When Jesus was baptized, here was the Son of God being baptized in the water. The Holy Ghost was descended like a dove down heaven and landed upon him. And God the Father spoke from heaven and the heavens. The same time Jesus was being baptized. It was one time when you see all three of the Godheads. In the beginning, the Bible says when they created man, said, let us make man after our image. You know why they said us? Because plurality. There's a trinity of God. God the Father, and there's also God the Son. There's also God the Holy Ghost. And so what we need to understand is that Jesus is God. I believe that from the depths of my heart. I also believe from my heart the gospel. That Jesus came, he died as the Son of God, and he was buried in 3 days and three nights. He was in the tomb. On the third day, after third night, he resurrected. And so therefore, he come up out of the tomb, and he ascended up into heaven. After he spent some time upon this earth, he now sits at the right hand of the Father. Therefore, when I preach the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, I preach it with all clarity, with no apologies, because I believe from the depths of my heart, unless you are saved believing the gospel, you cannot be saved. Amen. The Bible says the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. When you believe in your heart that Jesus, the Son of God, really came to this earth, and he was born of a virgin, and he walked upon this earth without sin, and he lived to a time when he was going to freely give his life upon the cross of Calvary. And he went there to die and shed his blood for you and I. Amen. And when he died, he went down to the hell. And the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, he led those in Abraham's bosom captive. And he brought them up out. And the Bible said graves began to burst open on his resurrection. And he took them up into heaven. Now Moses and Abraham and all them's up in heaven. They're not down in the heart of the earth where they used to go before Jesus' resurrection. So therefore I believe in the gospel. I preach it. And I believe the gospel message is the only one that still saves. Amen. Now listen to me. We can try to create all kinds of new methods. But there is not another method of seeing people saved other than preaching the gospel. Amen. And therefore, we preach the gospel. Not only that, but I believe with all my heart that God's paths and his ways are the correct ways. Listen to me very carefully. You husbands cannot pick a better way of being a husband than God, the way God's laid it out. You wives cannot pick a better way. You say, I don't like that submissive thing. Listen, I don't care whether you like it or not. You go another way and you won't find a better way of being a wife than what God has put down for you. Amen. You children cannot find a better way of being a child than the way God laid up for you. Amen. Same way as we get being a neighbor. As we go, now does it mean that we're always going to do the things that God wants us to do? Absolutely not. But there's no better way. I believe with all my heart that God's got all the answers for all of our problems. Somebody said, well, preacher, you don't know what I'm going through. I don't, but God does. And I believe that this Bible is got the answer to your problem. Amen. I don't believe that it takes all the psychiatrists, all the sociologists, and all these things to solve all your problems. I believe a lot of your problems can be solved right here. Because I don't believe you can perfect God's way. Somebody said, well, Dr. Spock said we shouldn't spank our children. You better go God's way. He said, if you love your children, there's time when you're going to have to put a rod to them. He said, well, I don't like that idea. Take it up with God. The Bible says that if you withhold that, you hate your children. I didn't write that, God did. Why? His ways are better than your ways. Had one person tell me one time, well, I don't think my child ever deserved a whipping. I said, you don't see your child the same way I see your child. I don't think they like that real well, but it's truth. But listen, mine didn't, and I sure didn't. I deserve a lot more than what I got. Somebody said, well, I'm afraid it'll hurt them. Oh, it does hurt. But that hurt is a little deterrent sometimes. Somebody said, well, I think it will scar them forever. Right. You can't improve on God's ways. God's ways are much higher than man's ways. I believe that from the depths of my heart. I also believe the doctrine which I believe. I believe it because I believe the Bible teaches it. Now listen to me. I believe the Bible teaches that when a man is saved, he is saved, he is born again by the Holy Ghost of God. The Holy Ghost of God comes and dwells in that person from the moment they're saved and they're born again of the Spirit. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit of God dwells in him until the day of redemption. I believe in eternal security. That's why I belong to where I belong. Not that I believe that every Baptist is right. I believe this. But I believe that the doctrine of eternal security is biblical doctrine. I believe over and over and over and over and over the Bible teaches time after time after time that if you believe upon him, you shall have eternal life and shall not perish. He doesn't say but, unless, or if. He doesn't put any of those things. You say, well, preacher, what if I do this? You didn't save yourself and you're not going to unsave yourself. For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And so therefore, I believe in the doctrine in which I stand. And I don't stand because someone else believed it. I believe it because when I study the Bible, I believe it to be true. And I still believe that Jesus, as I said, is God. And I believe that Jesus was born of a virgin. And I believe all those things. And I believe that when I study the history of Baptist, and I study the history of other denominations, and I look, I believe that Jesus began the church while he was up on this earth. I believe he loved the church. When he told him, he said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. He was talking about his church. Not only that, but I also believe with all my heart that Jesus is coming again. Yes, amen. I believe he came once. I believe he's coming again. And I believe that from the depths of my heart. I believe there's a lot of oilless virgins. What are you talking about? Matthew chapter 25 says when he comes, there's going to be some not going to have any oil in their lamps. You know what the oil is? Holy Spirit. Not going to be saved. They're going to be left behind. There's a whole lot of people professing to be saved going to be left behind. You know why? They really didn't have a salvation experience. They had it here, but they never got it here. They had no oil. They had no change of life. They had no change of purpose. God wasn't inside of them working anything. But the Bible says he is coming. And I believe that to be true. The Bible says that when he comes, all those that's dead and died in the Lord, he'll bring with him. And the Bible says that when he brings them with them, that there'll be a shout and a trump, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and those which of us which are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet them in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. I also believe with all my heart that there's a heaven. Jesus said, let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you into myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Amen. I believe Jesus is preparing a place called heaven. I believe the streets are gold, the gates are pearl. I believe the walls are jasper and other stones. I believe everything the Bible says in Revelation 21 and 22 about heaven. I believe when you go there, there'll be no pain, no sickness, no sorrow. There'll be no aging. There'll be no dying no more, no parting anymore over there. I believe everything the Bible says about heaven. Amen. I believe it with all my heart. But I also believe everything the Bible says about hell. Hell will be a place of suffering, of torment. It will be a place of weeping, gnashing of teeth. It will be where the fire is never quenched, where the worm never dies. It will be a place that you'll be tormented forever and ever and ever and ever. You say, preacher, I'm not that bad a person. I don't think God would send me there. He won't send you because whether you're good or whether you're bad. The Bible says there's none good, no, not one. He'll send you with what you've done with Jesus. And have you ever believed in your heart in who and what Jesus came to do? Whenever Philip began to break down Isaiah and show that Ethiopian eunuch Jesus in the scripture, he said, there's water. What keeps me from being baptized? He said, you've got to believe with your whole heart. He said, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Have you ever? I know in whom I believe. I know what I believe. And I believe with my heart. And you can stand up right now and say, preacher, I disagree, and you won't change me. You can stick somebody up with a dozen DDDs behind their number and LEDs or whatever you want to do, and it doesn't change me. I know in whom I believe. Now let me ask you this. Please listen. You say, well, I don't believe in heaven or hell. You will. But even devils believe. You say, well, I've always believed. That won't save you. You got to get it here. The Bible says, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Have you ever believed in your heart enough to recognize and step out and call upon Jesus to save your soul? Can you place a time and a place where God come into your life and your life was changed? My friend, if you can't, you don't have a biblical experience of salvation. How about it? Now pay attention right here. Can you say and put your finger upon a place or time that God made a come into your life and he's made a difference in you? If not, you need to come. If the Spirit of God's drawing you to come, let's stand this morning, would you? How about this morning? Maybe God's dealing your heart. Maybe he's knocking on your heart's door to step out and come. Would you come?